It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. This is Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. Thank you, everyone who listens to our podcast. And hi, Mildred. How are you?
I'm good, Pinky. How about you?
I'm good. And it's Friday.
A good one.
Yeah, Friday.
All right.
I have to tell you, Mildred, we have strawberries galore.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we have so many strawberries. Farmer Tommy, he can grow the strawberries.
Right. Well, he sells us, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, there's so many strawberries. They're fabulous. And Lady Lynette. Okay, she grows them, too.
Oh, she does.
Well, she made this she like a hanging basket, and she macrames. She knows how to macrame.
Oh, she does.
You know what that is?
Well, I do, but why don't you explain it?
Well, that's when you take the strings and you tie them in the knots and you make them really pretty, and then it's kind of a square knot over and over and in a loopy loop, and she knows how to do it, and she makes these plant hangers out of rope, and then she puts a plant in there and she hangs them in her macrame.
Okay.
Anyway, so she made this macrame plant hanger with a strawberry plant in it, and she hung it on the porch.
Uh-huh.
And she's watering it, and then she keeps looking. There's this dove. This bird kept flying up there. She didn't really think that much of it. And then, so she went up there and stood up on the porch rail.
Right.
And the dove laid a nest in there, and there was an egg.
Aw. The dove built a nest in the strawberry plant?
Yeah. Yeah, so then, obviously, she stopped watering because she didn't want to disturb the dove.
Right.
And then, so now there's two eggs she flew away and just to go eat or drink or something real quick. And then Lady Lynette looked up there. And now there's two eggs. But now the dove just sits on the nest all the time. She never leaves. I don't think she ever leaves.
Right. Well, she has to keep the eggs warm so they'll hatch.
Yeah. And Lady Lynette named her Dolores. Dolores the dove.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So now we have so many strawberries. They're delicious. Have you ever had a strawberry, Mildred?
Oh, yeah. I love strawberries. And did you know that the strawberry comes back every year?
Yeah, it's a perennial. You know, that means they come back every year. We did a podcast about the perennials and the biennials and the hibernation. A couple of them. But we just did one recently. Mildred, which episode was that?
Episode 140, we talked about roses and rosebuds and other grafting and such.
Yeah. So anyway, the strawberry comes back every year, but here's a really cool part. They put off these runners that come off the main strawberry plant, and it's kind of remember we did that story about the aspen trees? Same idea, except the aspen trees put the runners under the ground. The strawberries put the runners on the top. So then what you do in the fall, you just get that little plant that's the end of the runner, and you plant it over, and then you got a whole brand new strawberry patch.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, they're kind of bumpy on the outside, the strawberries.
Well, that's their seeds.
What do you mean?
Well, a strawberry, one strawberry has like 200 seeds on the outside of the little fruit.
That's a trip.
Well, yeah. Actually, what it is each fruit has all these little extra little plump fruits on the outside. And then within the little extra fruit capacity is a seed.
That's interesting. 200 seeds.
Yeah, and you can actually start a new strawberry plant just from the seeds instead of from the runners.
Really?
Well, it's a lot more work, but it's, you know, it's really gratifying to start things from seed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about.
Well, everything starts from a seed.
Absolutely. So how do you do it from the seed?
Well, there's a few different ways you can do it. You can take the strawberry and let it, like, dry out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then after it's completely dried, you just brush the seeds off the outside of the fruit.
Yeah.
Or you can take the fresh strawberry itself, and then you kind of, like, smush it in, like, a sieve.
I think it's pronounced sieve.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like a strainer.
Right. Like a colander.
Yeah, that's how you strain a spaghetti. But a spaghetti colander has bigger holes, and a sieve has little tiny holes to catch the seeds.
Exactly.
Remember we did a podcast on spaghetti? What podcast was that, Mildred?
Oh, that was episode number 30. We talked about the history of spaghetti.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so how else do you get the seeds off the strawberry? 200 seeds on each little strawberry. That's amazing.
Right. Well, the other way you can do it is you can put the strawberries in a blender.
Really?
Yeah, just with a little water. And you only blend them for like 4 seconds. You don't want to destroy. You don't want to disturb the seed itself.
Yeah.
And then the seeds will float. They won't float. The seeds will sink to the bottom. And those are the seeds that will germinate. Some of the seeds will float to the top, and they're not the ones that are going to germinate.
Yeah, germinate. That's when they sprout.
Correct. And then what you do, you have to take the seeds and dry them out. And regardless how you get the seed, you have to make sure the seed is dried out. And then what you have to do, you have to kind of force the seed into thinking it's wintertime and let them go dormant.
Oh, yeah, like that, like tulips. They have to go cold. And you can kind of trick them if you put them in the refrigerator. You know, the bulb, the tulip bulb. It's like a giant seed.
All right, now that's what you do. You put them actually in an airtight container in the freezer for like 3 weeks, and then you can sprout them.
Yeah, then you make them from seed. That sounds like a lot of work.
It is, but it's gratifying. You know, and a strawberry plant can sprout up anywhere, all over the world, because the birds eat the strawberries.
Yeah, I know. They eat the strawberries, and then they make their droppings, and then droppings have the seeds, and before you know it, you have strawberries growing everywhere.
That's kind of nice. The birds really help.
Yes, they do. And where was the first strawberries that we know of?
Well, that would be in France.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and they're just so red and juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love the way that strawberries smell. Oh, man, they smell so good.
Right. They use them for perfume, and they make jelly, and they put them in different foods and candies and soap.
Oh, I know. They're tremendous, and they make lip gloss.
Right. They make lip gloss from the strawberry.
Yeah, and you know what I heard, Mildred?
What?
They put lipstick on pigs.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess it's time for the poem now, please.
Okay. Okay, Pinky, here's a poem called Wild Strawberries, and it was written by Robert Graves.
Okay, yes, please.
Strawberries that in gardens grow are plump and juicy fine, but sweeter far as wise men know, spring from the woodland vine. No need for bowl or silver spoon, sugar or spice or cream, has the wild berry plucked in June beside the trickling stream.
Yeah, the wild strawberries from the birds, gift from the birds.
Right.
Okay, Mildred, you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.